Hi, Mary. It's Kenny G here in the studio. Got my suit on and my saxophone so I can play a song for you. Your husband, Bob, tells me you are the strongest person he knows, and I know you're dealing a lot with your mom right now, so he thought you should have a moment just for you, just so you know how great you are and how much you're appreciated. So I'm going to play a song for you right now. It's called Loving You, exactly what your husband is doing for you. And by the way, thank you for suggesting that I do the national anthem at the game later today, but it's not going to happen, but I'm here for you right now. My pleasure. Mary, my heart goes out to you. God bless you.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Well, hi there, everybody. It's me, Joe Thrashenkill, here with another killer episode of the Toilet of Hell radio show. With me today, I've got my good friend, the number one good and golden boy, talking, of course, about 365 days of horror. Jordan is we're going to call him. Jordan, how's it going?
Going okay. I need your advice real quick. I'm on the phone with my bookie, and I need to know how much money to put down on the puppy bowl tonight.
I don't know, man. I think it's fixed. I think it's all fucking, it's all a work right now.
Are you impugning the integrity of puppy bowl?
I mean, I'm just saying that in the years past, the officiating has been lax at best. So I don't know if you want to put a dime on this one and, you know, and have this end in the fourth quarter with some outrageous call, you know. The refs are blind.
All right, I'll just stick with Harlem Globetrotters games then.
Good call. Hey, we got Brenna with us as well. Brenna side, how are you doing today?
You know, I've been better. We discussed a little bit before the show, but I had some pizza last night, and Jordan was telling me that like there's really no remarkable pizza in New England. He's not necessarily wrong, but this place I really like, and they make like a Greek style pizza, and I feel fucking terrible. Like I've had like whiskey hangovers that were much less debilitating than this one.
I'm pretty sure that you've developed lactose intolerance, my man.
Yeah, it's like the cheese and the tomato sauce just formed this perfect acidic union in my gut, and any Prilosec, Tums, whatever gets thrown out, it is just incinerated. It's like shooting a rocket into the sun, you know. It's just so worthless. It's like a speck. It's nothing, you know. So it's just a burning inferno in my esophagus all night. Can't sleep, have shitty sleep if I do fall asleep. And it's like I quit pizza for a long time, and so I'm quitting beer, I'm quitting pizza. Obviously thrash music has to go too.
Yeah, there's no point anymore.
Right.
Are you having to do that thing where you have to sleep sitting up?
Usually if you sleep on your left side, I mean, maybe this is some woo-woo magic internet bullshit, but apparently the routing of your digestive system flows a little bit better, what I've heard. So if you got problems like that, you can flip around on your left side. Try not to numb your dumb fucking arm underneath you and just do the best you can to sleep. I don't know.
I don't know about the scientific veracity of this one, but it sounds good to me, so we'll go with it.
It sounds like it comes from the same guy who pops up in the YouTube ads that tells you that you don't lose body fat from cardio.
Yeah, are you running, you stupid bitch?
My name is Buck Abs.
Look at me, I'm hot. I don't go running.
Yeah. No, I love that. Like the only reason one would conceivably go do any cardiovascular activity is to get shredded, like that it doesn't have benefits otherwise. Now I hope that guy dies of like a massive heart attack at the age of 27.
You could him now. And the guy who advertises like soap for your balls for men.
I haven't gotten that one before. Maybe my internet history shows that I'm only interested in getting swole, not interested in ball stink.
Yeah, so your balls stink, but you're swole.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've gotten the ball soap. I've actually purchased it. It's good ball soap.
I mean, what is the benefit of having a specific soap for balls rather than the rest of you?
Your balls smell like gun oil.
Right. I'm looking for something that's an engine block.
Right. I need to clean my shaft as well as my shaft. So, I mean, look, you don't want to be scratching your junk down there. You know, you don't want to have these kind of issues.
Especially not without washing your hands first.
I've yet to run into any metal-themed soap that I like. I mean, you can get like a charcoal soap.
Yeah, I mean, like it's if you just put some mean packaging on it, like it's black metal soap because you're so
my
fucking
t-shirt
metal.
Is black. Yeah. My soap is black.
No, the future of everything is just taking a standard commodity, one that's been around for 250 years, and just slapping whatever dumb bullshit interests you have on top of it. Like, you see that that kid, David Hogg, is making lib pillows to compete with the My Pillow guy.
Yeah.
Lib pillows.
Yeah, so, I mean, or hog pillows or whatever the hell he's going to call them.
I mean, he really should call them hog pillows.
Yeah. I mean, and like the idea is he's just simply, taking this business model that Mike Lindell made, which is, be a fucking insane reactionary dude and sell pillows to your insane reactionary audience. And he's like, well, I've got, a lot of Twitter followers that are liberals. I bet I can sell them a pillow. And I mean, nothing changes. You're just, making money off. I mean, how long have pillows been around?
Just like, I don't know, if you have an audience of just teeming rabid morons and you take a good look at how reactionary they are, they'll probably react pretty well to a product you sell. So, hey, man, that's bank.
But so I should sell Marilyn Manson Defender pillows is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. You should. If there was a way to.
And then donate all the money to women's abuse organizations. That's actually not a bad idea.
You should probably donate the money to women's abuser organizations, like the lawyer teams that help these poor, poor innocent men who have been just universally wrongly accused across the board for things that, we got no proof of, right? So
I guess we didn't really talk about this because all of the Manson stuff that happened over the last couple of weeks, like this is stuff that you all don't know about. You known to about for a long time. I guess now it's just we're going to pretend that we didn't hear all of that testimony years ago.
Yeah.
The difference is it's official now. It's because she actually said his name instead of it being implied. Gotcha. So now it's slightly harder for places like Metal Hammer to ignore it.
And like every TV show they have him on, every publication, every record label, he's just getting dropped all around, man. It's just... it's like a real hard cancel. Like I haven't seen one of those in I think a little while, especially with the pandemic. You really can't get into that much trouble, but bye, buddy.
I mean, some guys have, found a way. True. Like found a way to be canceled despite nothing happening. And, I kind of have to respect that commitment to being a fuck up.
I mean, what can I say? Look, I mean, you had the whole John Schaefer Capitol Hill thing. If just being in an Indiana jail for the last like 9 weeks isn't canceled, I don't know what is.
Where is his mugshot? I want his mugshot already.
We need it. Don't they know that's what we do?
I don't know if that King 810 dude has been picked up either, but I would love to see that mugshot as well.
Probably not, just because less people give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people are being, picked up on this kind of ad hoc basis. It's like, they're flipping a coin.
It's just the case of boys being boys. You're free to go.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
The Supreme Court in the case of boys v. boys. I was fucking around on the internet. I suppose we all were, right? That thing that we love to do is fuck around on the internet. And
for the past 20 or some odd years?
Just like the entirety of my life, just staring at a screen going, hey.
Those stories that you hear about, like, you've spent this much time in the bathroom for your entire life. It's like, that's nothing compared to just staring at your laptop or your phone.
Yeah, I use... Apple products, and every Sunday morning they helpfully tell me this is how much time you spent staring at a fucking screen all week. It's like, cool, thank you. I'm never going to get that back. I'm going to die soon.
Sooner than you think.
Just laying in your deathbed thinking, if only I refreshed Twitter a few more times.
Absolutely. Anyway, don't try to bring me down. I'm having a good time because, you know, we had talked about this in the past. That service that, you know, is taking the internet by storm, Cameo, in which you can hire your favorite celebs to leave you a message, you know, voice, video, what have you. It's just getting better and better, guys. And I spent some time going through this, kind of making a wish list, because it seems like the Cameo roster is getting thicker and swoller, and I'm into it, man. Have you guys spent any time with this Cameo?
Literally none. Like, nothing interests me less than just, like, I have so little consideration in terms of celebrity. It's just so not cool to me. Like, you could be the most famous guy in the world and come up and shake my hand, and I'd be like, oh, so hey, yeah, like, what pizza topping do you like? I don't fucking know. It's like why I'm bad at interviews. I have no, you know, it's just not genuine if I'm cool with you. I don't know.
I mean, if I were to send you a clip from Cameo that said, hi, this is Neej from Alsace, just want to say happy birthday to Brendan, that wouldn't make you happy?
I mean, yeah, but it would make me a lot happier if that asshole just fucking did that for me. I've been a fan for a long time. You shouldn't have to pay money just for him to open his mouth and, you know, speak the beautiful French words I know he's got in him. Just wish me a happy birthday, man. It comes every year. It's not hard. It would only take you 5 seconds.
I think that, you know, times is tough. Nobody's been able to tour for a year now. It makes sense that, you know, more folks would get on Cameo because it's a nice little, you know, side revenue stream. All you got to do is say hi to people, you know, and make a little bit of money in the meantime.
A little scratch, so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we all need a little bit of, some of us need more scratch than others, I guess. But, yeah, I got to say, normally I don't give a shit about celebrities. The celebs, you know, they're just like us and all that. But going through Cameo, there are a couple of folks on here that's like, damn, I need $140 right now.
It's like
a lot of them are very tempting.
Yeah. And some of them, like, the pricing structure varies wildly from celeb to celeb, you know?
Kind of surprisingly, like, in terms of who is, like the fame doesn't fluctuate necessarily the way the price would.
Yeah, some of these guys, you know, they're pretty well known. They give themselves a reasonable rate on here, and it's like, well, that's good for you. And then you know, you've got every member of Steel Panther that charges hundreds of dollars a second.
Oh, fucking God.
It's the safest way to talk to a member of Steel Panther without contracting a disease.
That's fair. That's fair.
Fair.
I don't know. Jordan, when you were going through this, was there anybody that, you know, particularly stuck out in your mind is like, oh man, this fucking rules?
There's a wide variety of celebrities on Cameo if people have never checked it out. You have actors and actresses. You have musicians. You have athletes. You know, it's, then you get down to, like, YouTube creators and impressionists.
Yeah, this thing is lousy with YouTubers, to be honest with you.
It's someone you've never heard of that has the gall to charge, like, $50. And then you have, like, Caitlyn Jenner is on there and charging $2,500 for, what, a 15-second video saying happy birthday to someone?
And legitimately, isn't she like a billionaire?
Yeah, she was one of the Kardashians and was an Olympic gold medalist, so, and on TV, so probably not hurting for money. But there's also a lot of pro wrestlers on there, and, like, Ric Flair is on there.
Woo!
And that's probably fun if he's sober.
I don't know if I want a sober Ric Flair.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not getting the price of admission if he's not trashed.
Yeah. I'll take him sober if he's wearing one of the robes.
Look, fair. I don't think we're ever going to top like that famous Vince Neil video where he was paid quite a handsome sum, right? He was like $400.
Oh yeah.
To wish this guy a happy birthday, and he didn't know any of the lines, and he was just trash, and he just grumbled the whole thing.
Birthday happy.
So happy birthday, my dude. 40, big old 40.
And there's the one where Mark McGrath broke up with someone via Cameo.
Jesus, like, Christ.
Yeah, so that's a thing that you can do on here, apparently.
You know, when we had Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder on here, I mean, he said that he got some good requests on here, like a mom basically telling their kid to do better.
Which, yeah, it's... I've gotten a Cameo for a friend who's actually for the other website I write for, WrestleCrap.com, when they had their 300th podcast episode. I cameoed or hired Hornswoggle, who used to be a wrestler in WWE and I believe is in Impact Wrestling now. You know, fairly good price, got it done quickly, did a good job, and I was happy with it. So that's my one experience with it. Take that for what it's worth.
Well, I was having some drinks last night, and I was going through here, and I was messaging you guys relentlessly because I was having such a good time going through, like, you know, just if I had a name that crossed my mind, I would furiously type it in, like, ah, are they on here? Will they do this for me? And you know, there's some interesting things here. Like Kathy and Jimmy is on Cameo, the only King of the Hill cast member. As Peggy Hill, of course, you can get her. Unfortunately, Steven Root is not on here, which would be, you know, on my my dream list is Mr. Strickland. Norm MacDonald is on here, which is, you know, probably one of my top three anything. Unfortunately, he's taking a short break, so you can't hire him at the moment.
Oh, what are you doing, Norm? Come on.
He's probably working or gambling, one of the two.
Saying things that make you kind of regret being a fan of his occasionally.
You know, we talk about separating the art from the artist all the time, and nowhere has it been more necessary to do that than with that guy.
So the deal with getting a cameo for someone is, it's, you know, it's a form that you have to fill out, and you could check off, this is a birthday message, this is a get well message, and then you have only like a tiny box for which to say, please say happy birthday to Joe, it's his 40th birthday, he's a big fan, please tell him a funny road story. And that's kind of like all you really have to do. And sometimes when you listen to some of these, you can tell that no one really filled out deeper information. So whoever the celebrity is, just like, happy birthday, Billy. Heard you're a big fan. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah.
And then other ones,
a little bit people just, if I spent, you know, $300 on that.
It can happen. And sometimes if you spend $50, you get like a 5-minute rambling video. That's just very weird that, you know, like wrestlers do that a lot. I've heard some Diamond Dallas Page ones where he just plugs DDP yoga constantly, websites, all that, tells road stories. So you get your money's worth, but at some point it's okay, dude, wrap it up.
All right, thank you. It's, you know, it's not what we're here for. Yeah, I feel like you should get a serious discount if he's plugging his own crap. It's like
it's a hustle.
Yeah,
never ending hustle.
Yeah, I figure wrestlers would be probably the best at this. You know, they got to do all the mic work. They got to fill up time. That makes sense. Others, you know, probably doesn't. You probably don't want this.
Yeah. I mean, so some people will dress up and they'll be their gimmick or they'll be really into it. And sometimes you're, you know, from their crotch's perspective while they're driving around staring into their phone.
Yeah. There's a few folks on here that, you know, you could hire theoretically, though I'm not entirely sure why you would. I don't know why it popped in my head as like one of the first searches that I did, but I was like, I am positive that Tom Sizemore is on Cameo. And he is.
Brilliant.
And Breno, do you want to like go type in Tom Sizemore into your search bar here and we can take a look at how Tom's doing?
All right, Tom Sizemore, who's been in like Emmy award winning movies.
He was in Heat.
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
This video, the top result in his cameo, where he is lighting what I hope is a cigarette, and basically looking like the years have maybe rubbed him a little bit raw. Do we want to take a quick look at this guy?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's roll the clip here. So, oh, okay, it does look like it's just a cigarette. Okay.
A jazz cigarette.
Yeah,
that's fine.
From farther away in the thumbnail, it looked like he might have had some, like, a whole kit ready for something. All right.
Well, Albert, I think you're some kind of weirdo. I mean, you might be a lot lizard yourself.
What?
Maybe I ought to warn Joe about your intentions toward Cletus. Maybe you want to turn Cletus into Swiss cheese.
What?
No, Cletus is a baby. I take that back. I'm sorry, Arthur or Arnold or Andrew or whatever your name is. I'm joking. I know your name is Arthur.
This is the top video on his cameo page.
Homosexual.
What?
And he liked lot lizards. And I want to wish Arthur, I mean, Joe. When you suck as much dick as I do, you get dizzy. You know?
Wow. He was in heat.
Arthur, Cletus, who's not born yet. I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope your family.
All right, we got a lizard. Turn. This one is depressing.
It's just Cletus, who isn't born yet. You know,
someone paid money for that.
And again, this is what he's displaying is like a stunning example of his work. If you give him, sorry, what is he charging there, Bruno?
$195.
Ooh. You know what?
Worth it.
He got the full Tom Sizemore experience for $195 on that one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like I always say, you paid the admission for that ride.
Damn. That was, I didn't actually know what we would get from that video, so I feel, I don't know if we're going to top that one with what's coming next.
Well, when your Wikipedia section has sections for substance abuse and legal problems and sexual abuse allegations, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, yeah, I assume so. So let's just do it. Let's just go on safari here. Let's go through the wild, so to speak, and see like who we can find, who maybe we want to click on and see what kind of videos they made for some people. I'll tell you who sticks out to me right away is only for $40. You, I'm saying you, listener, can get Chris Barnes, vocalist from 6 Feet Under and famously from Cannibal Corpse previously. You can get Happy Birthday. You can get whatever you want him to say. I'm going through his videos.
You could pay him $40 for this, or you could start a shitty metal podcast where he'll talk to you for an hour for free.
And it was a pleasant conversation.
Yeah, it was, to his credit.
It was perfectly nice, even though he blocked both of you on Twitter previously.
Oh, I'm not blocked on him, but that's because I don't shit talk him like you.
I will never stop shit talking. I don't care how nice you were to me.
Right.
I'm surprised he didn't go with $420, so he's maturing.
Yeah. At least $4.20, you know. The thing is, you can chat with him for $5. You can
just
get
like
on Skype with him or something. Maybe there's like a Cameo platform here where you can have a quick webcam back and forth. $5. Now that should have been $4.20.
Yeah. WYD, smoking weed, you.
All right, so I'm looking at a couple of videos here. We got a few birthday celebrations, but here's one at the
pep talk
for sure.
And all the preview pictures look like he's surrounded by a cloud of smoke.
Yes. Yeah.
Now
let's get a pep talk from old Chris Barnes here.
All right, sounds great. Now I want to say that he's wearing the exact same outfit in every one of these videos, but that doesn't necessarily mean they aren't weeks, months, years apart. So
I can't tell if he's wearing some kind of headband or he's wrapped a single dreadlock around his forehead.
All right.
What's up, buddy? Thank you so much for booking me for the cameo. I listened to your video message and thank you so much, man, for the kind words and everything. Yeah, it's nice to hear that I inspired you, and you have a great voice. So, let's get on with it, right?
Yeah, please.
So
he's about to fall asleep.
My friends out there in the death metal world, on the heavy metal world of things, it's me, Chris Barnes.
No shit.
Right here.
Okay. He's just putting the camera in and out of his
look
face.
It, folks, I'm here to tell you that there's a new up-and-coming band.
Oh, shit.
And this band is called Nightmare Below.
I'm going to pause this real quick, if you guys don't mind, and I'm going to Google Nightmare Below band.
I want
to
bleep out their name.
Metal Archives. We have a metalarchives.com, but no Bandcamp. Imagine that. Pennsylvania/New Jersey.
Yeah, they got a full length that just came out this year.
We'll have to... Wow. Parental advisory. Thanks, guys.
You put the parental advisory on your self-release record. That's a bold move. No, I want to say that Chris Barnes is zooted out of his goddamn mind, though not quite on the level of Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, we got two zoots so far, but what's Chris Barnes got to say about it?
Oh, has a new album coming out, and it's called Ghosts.
Ghosts, okay.
And it's going to be on all streaming platforms.
Perfect.
Every single streaming service there is.
Every single
Nightmare
one.
Below Ghosts. Check it out on YouTube, and it will be on all of the other streaming services. So, and platforms, if you will.
If you will.
So, Nightmare Below, Ghosts.
This is not an official Tour of Hell endorsement. No.
The album.
Don't do any of
this. Is going to drop real soon.
When?
And I'm telling you.
When?
These guys are a two-man band.
Oh, look at the fucking duct tape on the side of his glasses. Get it together.
Interesting stuff.
This is fucking painful to me.
That is enough.
They're two man bands. They're not a power trio, three. Okay, just to give you some
steer out of the skid.
Okay, that's enough.
So, all you corporations out there, if you need to hire someone to motivate your workers, Chris Barnes is available.
Goddamn. Speaking of his endorsement of a power duo as opposed to a power trio, there's someone else that's on Cameo right now. Can we get up on it a little bit, maybe?
Yes, please.
I don't know if you know who I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the immortal spokesperson of all that is hard rock and heavy metal. I'm talking, of course, about Eddie Trunk.
Eddie Trunk.
Eddie Trunk had some big thoughts the other day on how he doesn't. In his words, he thinks a power trio is sus.
yeah, that's a great segue too, because right on Twitter he was talking about how if you want at least a trio, like a trio is not good enough, but if you're at least a trio, it's like, dude, just get more members. Why does anyone make a band with less than three members?
I mean,
seems to work pretty well for Motorhead in their 50-year career.
Seems to work pretty well for Nightmare Below, in stores now on every streaming service.
No, I loved seeing all of these people replying to Eddie Trunk with shit like, man, what about Lightning Bolt? They're a duo and they kick ass. It's like, do you think Eddie Trunk ever in his life is going to listen to fucking Lightning Bolt?
Like, one of his favorite bands is like UFO. Right. Not listening to Lightning Bolt.
When he wants something new and hip, he puts on Godsmack.
Right. It's like he barely takes his the heart record off the player. It's just all just the most fucking VH1 motherfucker in the world.
Well, let's how much is Eddie Trunk charging?
So Eddie Trunk, you can get a fucking sweet bargain with what we just heard with our man there, Chris Barnes, for like $40. Eddie Trunk, $75 he wants. TV radio personality, Trunk Nation, SiriusXM, Eddie Trunk Rock / syndicated AXS TV, VH1's That Metal Show, author Eddie Trunk, $75.
Yeah. I know you make fun of the pricing, but the people who would be paying for Eddie Trunk are probably middle-aged dentist and jet ski salesman, so they probably have $75 to burn on the guy telling them all about Saxon.
I mean, say what you will about Chris Barnes, but he's been a part of, you know, heavy metal history. He's charging $40 per, whereas Eddie Trunk here has just been a huge barrier to heavy metal history. He's charging $70.
So we got a couple birthday celebrations. If I can help it, I don't want to play the birthday clips. I might if I have to, but I want to see what else people want this guy to say. Like this is a video that particularly has no hashtag, so it's kind of a mystery box.
I would hire him to do like the "I'm a big stupid moron and my butt smells."
Hi, I'm Eddie Trunk, and my dumb bald fucking head should be covered with a hat every waking second I exist.
All right, let's hear him out.
Hey, this message is for Smax Kelly. Hey, Smax, it's Eddie Trunk. What's going on? I am dropping by Smax to say hello, to thank you so much for being a fan of what I do, and I understand that I have inspired you to start your own podcast called The Haircuts.
Yes!
I'll have to check it out. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with it. I hope it goes great for you. And I hope you get some great guests and have some fun doing it. That's what's most important. Enjoy what you're doing and have fun. And it'll never seem like a chore and never seem like a job. So I wish you the best of luck with the podcast. And I hope you get some great audience and listeners. And I'm honored that I could be an inspiration for you to get your toe in the water in doing something like that. When I started out many, 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 many years ago, mm-hmm. there was no such thing as podcasts. So
really?
You either had to try to make it on the radio or you didn't get heard in any way.
Back
we're talking
in my
1983.
Day.
Hell, I mean, they were putting up two tin cans with string between them when I started to broadcast. Wow. So it's
the fucking telephone wasn't
I'm
invented.
I'm fucking old.
The telephone wasn't invented like 100 years before this cunt was born, but you know.
It just reminds me of the Catskills comedian bit in Wet Hot American Summer. No, I can't believe. Yeah, I know it was luck of the draw, but I can't believe that you picked a video that promoted our direct competition. For now.
Haircut.
I have
podcast.
A feeling that's not a direct competition.
Yeah. Haircut podcast. Nope. Nothing on a Google. Oop.
There are a lot of podcasts about getting your haircut.
Yeah, maybe a haircuts podcast. Maybe a asymmetrical haircuts, best haircuts podcast.
How about a podcast about Great Adventures foray into making haircutting places?
Wait, what?
Like Six Flags Great Adventure?
Oh, yeah.
The guy created his own children's haircutting place, and you know, obviously it went out of business because it's an incredibly stupid idea.
I believe that was forced by one Daniel Snyder.
Owner of the Washington Redacted.
Also, you know, putting his fucking Mattress Firm stores in the actual theme park itself.
And what was the guy? So we're talking about the kind of guy that would pay for a cameo. His name's got to be Smax.
Yeah, Smax, whatever it was, but...
Smax McKenzie.
You know, it takes all kinds. It takes all kinds, really.
I guess so.
Honey Smax, the frog. That's who got it.
Yeah, good luck on the podcast, Smax. We'll be rooting for you.
I mean, shouldn't Tom Sizemore be sending a message to Smax?
Got his ass.
We should pay Tom Sizemore to, do the thing, you know. I mean, if any one of these, if you guys are listening and any one of these jumps out at you is just this has to be the guy we pay to do some kind of promo for Toilet of Hell, you know, please let us know.
Okay.
We'll definitely play it on the show.
Yeah.
There's one that like I saw last night and my fucking wallet was vibrating. Like I had to have it so goddamn bad. I can't really describe it. Do you know who John St. John is?
Oh, man.
Like if you don't, that's normal. Like that would be a normal thing to not know who John St. John is.
He's the saint of all Johns.
Oh my god, he's the fucking voice of Duke Nukem.
Yeah. And just immediately I was like, I'm unemployed. I have no income coming in right now, but I will absolutely pay you $125 to say Toilet of Hell's got balls of steel.
Balls of steel.
Balls of steel.
Balls of steel. I could do it. Let's see. What's he have to say?
Hey, Callum, quit being such a racist and stop saying the N-word. Just kidding. The artificial fox is trolling your ass. And now, here's bonus material. The name's Nukem. Duke Nukem. I'm not here to kick ass or chew bubble gum. I'm just here to say Joe Manley has balls of steel.
Hell yeah.
That first part, though.
Stop saying the N-word.
I don't know where that came from, but that is very interesting.
Good advice.
If you work in HR and you need to fire someone, please hire John St. John to do it.
Oh my God, that would be the best. I imagine
inappropriately touching.
What do you think the percentage is of people that ask him to say that X has balls of steel? Like 110%. He's got great reviews on here.
Five stars across the board.
It's all good.
But of course, there's other people on here that I'm perhaps a little bit less excited about. You know, a couple of people that we've perhaps talked about a time or two on this particular show.
Of course.
You know, dealer's choice on this one, Breno. You can pick. I've got a couple in mind. I'm sure you've got a couple in mind. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's do that one.
Let's do that one.
I can see Brennan's screen, everybody. We figured out technology.
Yeah, we've somehow, like, and this probably would have helped us every single show we've done to, like, better serve you guys as listeners, but we just, you know, we didn't want to click the shiny button in the corner. Oh, my God. Look at this. First of all, we're talking about Tim Ripper Owens, the Tim Ripper Owens, who is most famous for being kicked out of every band after a week of replacing someone you liked. He's got a few videos here.
I want to hear the pep talk video.
Right. So pep talk question or gift? I guess pep talk is the one to go with, right?
I would like a pep talk from old Rippy.
Okay. And to paint a picture, all these preview pictures of him are wearing his shades in a hat that looks like it has some sort of bastardization of the American flag, and he appears to be in his truck.
He is giving you a truck rant video.
Let's get a pep talk going. I don't know who this pep talk's for, but I bet it made their life brighter just for knowing it. All right, Tim Ripper, take it away.
Hello.
That's not how you say it. Tim Ripper Owens here. Chris. Well, Chris, how crazy is the world right now? Lockdown. Your wife, Elizabeth, said, hey, we're locked down here. You know, my husband's a fan. He saw you in Milan. You guys are in the Netherlands now. And crazy, man. You saw me with JP, so we were much younger then. Don't tell anybody. Anyways. It is crazy, and you guys got yourself a little one there, a little 13th month old, so yeah, it definitely makes it tough. I'm getting ready to go into the gym right now, but got my mask.
Okay.
I'm a big mask guy. And,
are you?
And what's funny about going into the gym is you have to wear it all the time, right? Now I have to wear the mask all the time. I do the elliptical for 30 minutes, and I do the bike, and I have to wear it the whole time, and
who fucking
I love
cares?
It because when I was getting ready, a little story for you here. When I was getting ready for Judas Priest back in the day, and probably before that, but mainly Judas Priest, I would wear I'd get on this like elliptical kind of thing that was in my house, and I would wear a winter hat and a winter jacket and put a scarf and like a one of those ski masks would come over your face, and then I'd
scarf. So you were dehydrating yourself.
I think that's enough.
Glory days.
Glory days. Oh, dear. That's good. That's sad.
I hope he uses the money to buy some beard completer for himself.
God damn, that's fucking savage. $40 per for old Rippy. Good on him. Good on him.
Tim Patchy Owens.
I just feel like that Tim Ripper Owens should be paying me. Because, like, man, what a therapy session this guy's in need of to just let it out, you know?
I'm just imagining being stuck on a bar stool next to this guy. Did you know that I used to be in Judas Priest?
Fucking yes, Tim.
Marky Mark, they made a movie about me.
Get the fuck out, Tim.
You're here every week, we know.
the breadth and depth and ickiness of some of the options here is pretty wild, man. You can get that guy with the horrible goatee from Dream Theater to talk to you. You can get Danny Diablo of Scarhead to tell you how to most effectively use a bag of crack. Lots of great Diablo. Options.
$25. That's a pretty good deal.
Oh man. Do you want to hear a roast from Danny Diablo?
Because I've got to be pretty
good. We might have to bleep out some words.
Yeah,
we'll see. Let's hear it.
Yo, check this out, Blau. How'd you like me now? So, check this out for Dustin. What up, Dustin? Heard you're a fucking big fan of mine, yo. Go fuck yourself, right, Dustin? And the other thing is, 40 years old. 40 fucking years old, and you want a fucking cameo from me, so your life must really fucking suck, all right? But check this out. Fuck that. Everything's good, Dustin. Have a great fucking birthday. 40 years old is a good fucking year for, you know, to be alive in 2021 or wherever the fuck we are, right? Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dustin. That's all that counts, man. Have a great birthday. Have a great fucking birthday week. Make sure you say what's up to your loved ones and tell them that you love them and fucking, you know, you live another day. Hardcore for life. Thank you for being a fan, brother. Peace. One. Danny Diablo, international hardcore superstar.
Perfectly acceptable. That's fine.
You know, that's 4 through 25 right there, I think.
That's a Jackson and a Lincoln if I ever saw one well spent. Way to go. All right. So, Danny Diablo, if you want him to roast you, he doesn't seem to have a lot to say, but go fuck yourself.
He got him pretty fucking good, though.
Imagine being 40 years old and paying me for a fucking cameo. Go fuck yourself.
Is there anybody that really struck you guys as fancy?
Hey, there's a bunch of GWAR members on there, which seems like a lot of fun.
I wish you could do a package deal on the GWAR guys, but I got to say the one that's most compelling to me is definitely, you know, not an actual member of the band. I'm talking about, of course, Sleazy P. Martini.
I mean, he's been on some songs, so that's enough to be considered a band member.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess, you know, most of the time he's just doing, you know, video feed and their live shows now. But, you know, great character overall.
And in the cameos, he gets dressed up, so it's not just the guy. It's in full character with the giant Elvis hair.
Yeah, that's a level of commitment to the bit that, like, I respect. I don't want any of the, you know, GWAR guys to be, you know, wearing a hoodie or whatever. I want him to be GWAR'd out, you know?
So we got a couple options here if we want to listen to Sleazy P. Martini, who, of course, is the heir to a huge mafia fortune. Ex-Reagan aide, and he threw it all for the glamour of rock management. He's the manager of GWAR. He always has been, and he's got a couple videos for us. We got a gift, we got a birthday celebration, and we got a pep talk. We've heard a lot of pep talks. Why don't we try a gift on this one? See what that kind of sounds like.
I mean, wouldn't a gift from him be just crack?
Yeah, a huge rock.
Hey, Joel. Sleazy P. Martini here. That's right. Your girlfriend, Lauren, has paid me the big bucks. Pass on this Valentine's Day greeting to you. Yes, that's right. That special day is almost here. Are you going to give something to Lauren? I bet I know what it is. Once in the butt,
chocolate.
Twice in the mouth. She said it'd be okay. She wanted me to let you know that she wanted it that way. So, don't disappoint her. Have fun. Sleazy P. Martini. Out!
Worth it.
Worth. Maybe worth. $40?
I mean, if Odorous was still around, that would really be worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should be like $20 now.
He's wearing the full getup. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, in like his apartment with like a fucking couple posters behind him. Man, he really set himself up over here. Just, I don't know. Just this one's particularly sad to me somehow. There's just like a certain sadness that just permeates off this one that I just haven't quite been hit with before. And I'm talking right after Timber Ruins. I don't know what it is, but.
Did you want to go back to Tom Sizemore?
Yeah, but Tom Sizemore, I mean, he is living his best life. I don't know if this is the case with Sleazy P. Martini. I mean, as a rock manager,
he's a normal guy who, you know, is doing a character right now. He's probably the most well-adjusted of anybody we've heard from yet.
Which is sadness to me. Well-adjustment in the metal scene is just not what the dream is. So
we can run through just a bunch of other metal musicians who were on there if you want. We don't got to listen to all of them, but just some of the options and then some of the prices.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the prices. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I know that there's like a few musicians on here that you're a big fan of, Bruno, and I was shocked by the reasonableness of their pricing. For example, old Roddy Walker of Protesting the Heroes, he's $20.
$20 for Roddy. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Keith Butler for 30.
Yeah, that's pretty good. John Five, the guitar playing guy that was with Marilyn Manson for a long time, $200. Nobody knows what your voice even sounds like, dude.
We can find out. $200. Let's.
Oh, he's playing guitar in them. That's something. That's an original song, perhaps.
Perhaps. All right. Let's see what one of these is like.
So we got a pep talk and we got the mystery box, but I mean, I think this one, he's just, here's one with his cat. He's got a little bald cat. One of those cats that ain't got no hair. Let's do the mystery box when he's in this
mystery box
for coat. Let's go. Gosh, I miss Guitar Center.
For $200, he will do a series of scales at you.
You can watch him practice. Oh, what's up?
Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, Vlad, look. It is Ryan's birthday, Vlad. It's Ryan's birthday.
I'm really just paying for the cat.
I'm going to play a little birthday song for you.
It's a nice looking guitar.
That's not how happy birthday goes. I want a refund. Oh,
God. I hope you have a great birthday, and you're also celebrating the release of your guitar-based record.
Ooh.
I can't wait to hear that. Listen, for real, send that to me on my Instagram. Send me a link or something. I really want to check it out.
Sure.
And I can't wait to see you at some more shows. I know you'll stick out. You're 6'9".
Whoa.
So I'll know exactly.
Just standing in front of a 4'9" girl.
Great birthday and congratulations on the record. All right, buddy. Can't wait to meet you. Thanks.
I mean, I guess these are all meant to be very personal and a one-to-one thing. So I'm just like crawling in my skin, like feeling embarrassed watching these things right now.
Yeah. Like
I'm sure the person who got it was very happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that John Five likes your record. That'd be good. Oh man, the fucker that has the horrible sea creature beard from Five Finger Death Punch is on here.
Yeah.
But wait, overshadowed by that, right next to him, I don't know if you can go back to that screen. This is a name that I've not heard in a long time. Somehow on a lower echelon than Eddie Trunk, one Ricky Rackman.
Ricky Rackman, MTV, VH1 radio and podcast host, the original, the OG host of Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Not Jamie Josta, who, you know.
No.
I want to see if we can find it here. Maybe he's not, but oh boy.
I would put a bet right now that Jamie Josta is 1,000% on Cameo.
We'll find him. So we're gonna play this video for Ricky Rackman. It because I have to. I know we're just kind of going through some stuff, but this one says hashtag other, and that's just like, that's just a mystery box I gotta rip the fuck open. So, and he's wearing a hoodie and a Carolina Panthers hat. And let's see. Let's hear it.
Hey, Max. Ricky Rackman here. This is from Heather. And I know that you guys have been getting a lot of cameos from me lately.
What?
And oh, I know that you sent COVID flowers, Max, to Heather. And she really wants to thank you for that. And you were babysitting Ryan and all that other stuff. Listen, all this talk about COVID... I got it. Okay. Now I got it. So now
he's chewing gum.
I don't want to spend.
Wait, was that news? Was that news of Ricky Rackman getting COVID?
Yeah, apparently.
I guess so. I'm really fucked up on the concept of a couple that's addicted to sending each other Ricky Rackman cameos.
Right. Like they just keep communicating back and forth through Ricky Rackman.
Some couples sext and some send Ricky Rackman videos to each other.
Nothing gets me hotter than just a disheveled old man.
Well, if that's the case, we got a great one for you. For $200, you can get Dee Snider to say something to you. $200.
Hey, it says all tips go to charity. Oh, all tips. So I guess if you pay on top of it, you...
Yeah, you can give a percentage tip afterwards if you like that. So that's something.
All right, Mystery Box, what's he say?
Oh, yeah, Rob! It's me, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me. And I want to congratulate you on winning Region of the Year in 2020. And thank you for letting the East and West regions know that we're not gonna take it anymore from D to your ears. Yeah. And 2020 was a year of challenges, and you showed everybody that you wanna rock.
Okay.
You remember in The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2 where the guy from Warren's just like, all of a sudden I'm the fucking cherry pie guy.
Yes.
How fucking depressed he was. Yeah, it's that, except he's into it. He's super into it.
He's just so glad that he's the Twisted Sister guy.
And as a description of him, since, you know, this is just audio, he has a ring light, you know, which is good, which illuminates the video a lot better, but he's also wearing reflective sunglasses, which you can see the ring lights in, so he kind of looks like Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit when his eyes bug out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Does he have a 258 reviews? So like a lot of people thought this was worth something.
Do you think he references "We're not going to take it" and "I want to rock" in every single video? Because I think he does.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well. He's very active on Twitter and will talk to people, so you could just do that for free.
Fair. Save a little dosh.
I'm gonna try something a little different. Why don't I arrange these videos from high to low? Let's see who's the most expensive guy in metal right now.
All right, I'm into this. Let's see what Cameo's got to say.
So oof. So for 400 schmackos, you can get a cameo from Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. He's the most expensive guy who's tagged as metal on Cameo.
Or you can see his penis for free on any porn site.
Right.
Yeah. If I could, you know, if I had 400 spare dollars, I would ask him about nothing but Methods of Mayhem.
So when you were writing Get Naked, what were you trying to say?
Oh, boy.
When Fred Durst wasn't getting naked in your video, Get Naked, how did that make you feel?
Right. It's a bummer. It's just a fucking bummer.
This is not Mother's Day.
Let's hear a Mother's Day, a happy Mother's Day from Tommy Lee.
It's got to be weird. Marianne, it's Tommy Lee. What's up? Happy Mother's Day. Krista and Cody wanted me to shout you out for Mother's Day, and they wanted me to tell you that you're freaking awesome
and the most kick-ass mother-in-law and mom ever.
Drop your
She's
fucking
so
music.
Wonderful and beautiful. Look at that. Happy Mother's Day.
This guy's living the dream right now, man. Just stupid hip-hop music playing poolside, smoking a cig, just making $400 from spending 10 seconds on his phone.
Yep, just... The level of production between these is wild. You know, D. Snyder's going all out with his home office setup, and Tommy Lee is just, you know, wasted by the pool.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, so John 5, D. Snyder, they're all $200. Chris Kale, the guy with the stupid octo beard from Five Finger Death Punch, as you previously saw, he's worth $100. This one's a bit of an oddball for me. Michael Starr, the lead singer of Steel Panther. How fucking major does Steel Panther think they are? $209.
I'd give him $209 to go away.
Yeah.
Like quit music forever. Look at this fucking guy.
I mean, why wouldn't you, if you're in Steel Panther, why wouldn't you go with $69?
Yep. That seems like an obvious fit, right?
Yeah. Second most expensive metal tagged cameo is Doro. She is $220 if you want a shout out from Doro.
Again, you can start a dumb podcast and get it for free.
Yeah, yeah. Chavo from System of a Down is $100. We got George Lynch for $100. Marky Ramone for $100.
If he'll aggressively play the guitar at me, that might be worth it for George Lynch.
Scott Ian for $99.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's like you got Scott Ian for $99, and then you got like Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage for $80. It's like, that's a premium that's a little close to, like, you know, I mean.
Right next to Jesse Leach to your left there, I got big questions.
Styx. This is a demon. The
other one.
Spencer
Karnas from Ice Nine Kills charging $80. That's a big ask, in my opinion.
We'll do a quick video from him, and then we got the grand finale coming up. We're almost at time. Yeah.
It's Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, and this cameo video is coming at you courtesy of your awesome friend, Allison.
Oh, thanks, Allison.
I know you're pushing your partnership with twitch.tv/killshotkitty, so make sure to check that out if you're watching.
I will.
I know you've been having a rough year, but I want to thank you so much for being a fan of what we do. It's people like you that get us to do what we get to do, and thank you so much for that. You're an amazing lady, and stay the course, because everything worth fighting for is worth it. So take care, Eva.
$80 for that?
Yeah, this is this is the softest soft boy I ever did see.
He's a softy for sure. I mean, a pep talk from him is a little nice, because he's like, oh, you're such a great lady.
He's Thank like, you know, making pouty lips at the fucking camera. anyway.
Fancy that for sure.
I've had a really, really good time on this, but we do have, like, are we almost at time on it?
Unfortunately. Go ahead.
Is there anyone else from the list that we just need to talk out just real quick? Like, who's on here, or like what their pricing is? Just like anyone else that's worth going like a huh?
Well, there's lots of YouTubers and like people that are just not really metal. I mean, we got like Austin Dickey.
I had to Google him last night. Like, who the fuck is Austin Dickey?
And he looks like someone who would be named Austin Dickey.
Apparently he's a YouTuber guy who has a couple of bands, but primarily I think he's just a YouTuber guy.
Primarily his greatest, grandest claim to fame is that he just like hangs out with Jared Dines, and you'll see him in the background of his videos.
God, that is some next level parasocial shit. Like, I hang out with the more famous YouTube guy.
He's the Nicole Richie of metal YouTube.
Jesus. Yeah. Brutal.
Very,
I
very
see the resemblance,
sad.
Though.
Miss Metal Official, who is a heavy metal promoter and headbanging for a living. If your band is looking for promotion/reviews/shoutouts, let's work together. She just looks like
paid promotion.
Just like
this is horrific, number one. Just like the filters applied to her face. What is that program called that makes the horrible face filters?
I mean, it could be anything. It could be TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat. It could be any one of those, I assume.
She looks like a cursed doll with the filters applied, and it's really off-putting. But my primary thing is, like, who the fuck is going to spend $20 for some scumbag promoter to leave them a message? You can get that shit for free. Just don't show up to the gig.
Let's see. Miss Metal Official, what's your question?
Hey, here? Jason, congratulations on joining a new band. That's awesome. It's always such a good feeling whenever you do join a new band, and I hope that all of your bandmates are very supportive of you joining the band as well, and you guys all work together as a team. Now, thank you so much for your question. So one of the things that I tend to do for myself is a lot of self-promotion. So I want you guys to make sure that you're not just staying on Facebook. Make sure that you guys go and check out all of the social media platforms, including Instagram, which is where I tend
to... Wow, fucking mind-blowing advice. Thank you.
Have you used social media?
You plonker.
I think that's Australian, if I had to guess.
I think so. I love that. That's what you can expect for a promoter. $20 to tell you to check out social media.
We got Ron Daler from Mastodon.
He seems like a nice boy.
He's okay.
How much was he?
$20, I want to say.
Yeah, I think he was 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me double check. I don't want to be...
$500.
Right. $49.
That's still fair.
Less than the fucking guy from Ice Nine Kills.
You know? Yeah, and Bron's handsomer.
Bron's handsomer. It's true. It's just true. Jordan Rudess, the keyboardist from Dream Theater with the goat beatbox. You mentioned him. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The actual goatee.
The goat face, yeah.
I know lots of people that would probably really like having a Dream Theater cameo for their birthday or whatever, and that makes me need to reconsider who I know.
Is he the only one available? Can I get Mike Mangini, James LaBrie. Oh, man. Yes.
You get Portnoy as well, who tags himself. Oh, fuck me.
This is very much, I opened the camera with the front-facing version first.
It's fucking sideways.
This sucks for, like, our listeners, because you can't see what we're seeing, but goddamn, this is some real grandpa computer shit.
I mean, first this could all, be the header image for the show.
He's got Hitler hair lip. And then he's got the fucking red hair that, like... It looks like it was dyed red, and he just hasn't done his roots in a very long time.
Yeah, it looks like he's like got a skullet because of the shock of white at the top of his dome.
Let's hear a pep talk from this guy.
Fuck,
James
yeah.
LaBrie of Dream Theater fame.
Hey, Rhea, how you doing? James here. How you been? So, Aaron, your lovely husband has informed me you're still, I guess work is still a lot of tension. Your boss isn't necessarily open-minded, and
oh dear,
this is the worst audio we've had of all of these.
A lot of people dealing with that situation where they have somebody who's in charge that
he might be in the hallway,
have the tools, or
makes sense. A vocalist would know about deep reverberations.
Field or position. So I can kind of understand your frustration, but you know what, Rhea, I tend to think that you're better than that, than the situation dictates.
Yeah, you should work in HR.
Transcend the situation, and you'll be the better for it. You're the stronger one. Your boss, he or she, can flap in the wind.
Flap in the wind.
Consternation.
Ignorance. Wow.
But anyways, let me leave you with this, okay, Rhea?
There's an option in Cameo where you can choose not to have...
A train once broken, she can turn a drop of.
I'm sorry you're interrupted so rudely, Jordan.
No, I wanted to let that go out. I was gonna say there's an option for when you get a cameo to choose it to not be like a preview. Like if you just want to keep it to yourself because it's obviously very personal and specific to you. You don't have to allow it to be on just this plain website for chuckleheads to laugh at like us.
Right. So it's not, we can't be blamed for this. This is fucking
I've been down and out some times in my life, boys. Like I've had some tough rows to hoe. And I don't think at any moment in those, personal struggles that having a guy from Dream Theater try to tell me how to deal with my boss, you know, knowing literally nothing of the situation would have helped, but I hope it helped that guy.
Yeah. I mean, this the singing at the end there to really kind of drive it home. That was, that was something. Brought a tear to my eye for sure.
Yeah, man. Ah, fuck. Okay. That one kind of killed a little something inside of me. How about we
just died a little inside?
How about we experience total ego death before we get out of here?
Picture this. Okay. We got a cut off Pantera t-shirt with a great big green pot leaf on it.
Hell yeah.
Just maybe a little bit over accessorized. You got yourself a real tight little mohawk up on a receding hairline.
Any bracelets?
Quite a few bracelets, several in fact. Maybe perhaps like a opal kind of turquoise bracelet. You know what I'm talking about? Like the kind of thing you would get from if you're kind of walking around like some sort of straw market in a Latin American country. You get like a, you know, you get it for maybe $4.50.
It's the source of his power.
Mm. Affliction t-shirts. We do. We do. It's our boy Jose Mangan.
What does it cost to hire Jose Mangan to give me a birthday message or a pep talk on Cameo?
So for the extremely reasonable price of $49, not 50, 49, you know, we're talking about a guy who's really into marketing here. He knows how to convince you of his worth. $49, you can get Jose, quote, metal ambassador, unquote, Mangan to send you a personal shout out. Responds typically in 7 days.
You know, that actually is surprising to me because some of these guys will get back to you within an hour.
Do you think James LeBrie would get back to me in an hour?
Yeah, probably. He doesn't have a whole lot going on. 2 days.
2 days. That's pretty good. That's not so bad. We got to get into this. I mean, 63 all reviews, right. 5 stars all around. Let's read a review here. Thank you. This Cameo couldn't have been any more perfect. I'm sorry, prefect. This could not be any more prefect. My husband was so happy. I couldn't hold off until his actual birthday. I let him watch it as soon as I received it. Thanks again for taking the time. You made his whole birthday month. This guy was so happy. For a fucking
man fucking month. Loves Octane. What can I say?
Oh boy. So we got a couple things here. We got a few, and we're all looking at the same general pose. Yep. It looks like he's in the studio there, and we got some mystery ones. We got a pep talk. We got a birthday celebration. Let's just try video number one. Let's see what Jose's got to say.
Oh no.
Hey now, what's going on? My name's Jose, Metal Ambassador Mangan, 20+ years at Sirius XM. I'm on Octane, Liquid Metal, and I'm also a lover of all things hard rock and heavy metal, and I've been very blessed over the years to host a lot of cool festivals here in North America, actually all over the world, but when it comes to getting around at these festivals.
I just have my head in my hands right now.
There's nobody like Julie Gilbert, and this is a glowing endorsement for her new company, J&S Custom Carts, renting out awesome golf carts at Fort Wilderness, part of the Disney campground
awesome
out there in Florida. I wish I could join you, and someday I will. But Julie is used to taking around all these rock stars from one place to the next. Oh, wait, let me get a beer and some tacos, and then take me to that stage so I can rock in front of 50,000 people. So she's used to carrying around all these rock stars, and now she is transporting something even more important, families. You know, because rock stars, they're families, they have families. A lot of times, Julie was taken around those families because a lot of these musicians bring their families on the road all the time with them. And that's a really cool thing if they're able to do that. And Julie safely and on time getting everybody to where they needed to be. So thank you, Julie, for helping out the rock world over the years. And I know we'll see you again. But thank you, Julie, also for the loving taken care of package that you provide with J&S Custom Carts. So thank you very much, Julie, for doing what you do. And I'll see you on the radio. I'll see you later. Peace. In a celebration.
Fuck off. Let's do another one.
I mean, you get your money's worth.
Your reaction to say, me saying I want to die is let's do another one. You don't care.
Suffer. Okay, my dudes. Oh my fucking god! Let's play this next one, man. It's gonna be fucking off the lid, off the ass. Yeah, metal horns. He ends it with the horns. You know.
This is a message from my brother from Octane.
Fuck me.
Oh my god, this man is just self-parody on top of itself. It like it cancels itself out. It's just such, it's so intense that it's like he's actually authentic or something.
Like, you thought Sleazy P. Martini was a character. This guy is a character.
So, it wasn't a mohawk. I was wrong. It's like a blue-dyed ponytail top. It's like top knot, except it's not even a knot. There's not enough hair there. It's just, it's like a... What? I don't know.
Not.
Like the movie Trolls or something. It just fucking...
We've been in lockdown a fair amount of time now. How is he still getting his eyebrows done every week?
All right. And all over the world as an ass kicker. Chris Jericho. Let me tell you something, brother.
Hey, there's this band called We Are Wasted, and they're trying to get on the Jericho cruise. These guys have been giving each other the walls of Jericho for 655 days straight, and they're posting it on their Instagram to try to get your attention. Jericho, why aren't you looking? Hey, but dude,
the terrible Jericho
wanted me to do this video to try to get your attention. Jericho, We Are Wasted trying to get on the Jericho cruise, dude. I just looked him up, and dude, they have a song called Jericho. Check it out, dude. We are see Jericho, really Jericho. Sad. We Are Wasted. I'm like, what, dude? So when they're like, they have a song called Drinking with Santa, Meet the Devil, Gangster's Paradise, Just Want to Get Drunk. I mean, these are all songs that need to be on a cruise, Chris. What is this, Gangster's Paradise? The cover? Hold on.
Okay.
This is.
I don't know if it is. I'm just checking it out, Jericho. Hold on. Remember that song? Gangster's Paradise. Oh, it
Jesus
is, dude.
Fucking Christ.
It is the cover song.
God damn it.
$49.
Fuck.
$49. How are we not in on this? Subscribe to the Patreon, Toilet of Hell. And I think we need to set a new goal, like a new profit goal.
What do you have in mind?
I don't know, but just a $49 more.
I mean, are we going to have the Brennicide cameo, the Joe Thrash and Kill cameo, the 365 cameo?
I would love
and
to
just
cameos.
Be like, this message is from Sarah, Steve. She loves you very much. Honk, 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 toilethell.com. Thanks.
Hey, this is your boy, Breno. Listen, Starla, I know that, you know, the gas station, Shell station over on 32nd Avenue, you know, it's rough over there. Apparently you got robbed some, you know, Powerball tickets. But you know what, man? Karma, it's a real thing. That guy's not going to win the lottery. You can guarantee it for me, your boy Breno. Keep it metal, bros. Sophis. And I'll see you for your birthday. Thank you, Julia. Amber, for being such a fan. Thank you.
This has been the most painful episode we've ever done.
No, that's not true.
It's been a
little... All right, there was the one with Robbie J. Fonts. I forgot.
Right.
I mean, there's the Duke Nukem voice, the John St. John. We got to get him. We got
to
get
him. No, absolutely. I'm going to like cash out my 401k to pay for that one.
To get a second mortgage on your house just so you could hear Toilet of Hell is Balls of Steel.
Balls of Steel.
If anything, you should ask like actual celebrities. Like, I think they should say Toilet of Hell is Balls of Steel.
We can pay Mike Jones to say, hey, it's Mike Jones. Toilet of Hell's got Balls of Steel.
Boozy Badass, $1,500.
Used to be Lil Boozy, now Boozy Badass.
Okay. Lil Boozy, not so little no more. I get it. Yeah, I'm just, what I did is I went to musicians and I just picked the most expensive options. And some of these, they kind of lose their value real quick. I mean, you got Ice-T, you got Ice Cube, $500.
You know what?
You can also Ice-T get Sax Squatch.
I would like a roast from Ice-T, like a lengthy one. I think that would be fun.
Sometimes if you say something dumb enough on Twitter, he'll give you one for free.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Time. Oh, shit! Go, scroll down. To the right. To the right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
This is how we end the show.
This is how we make it all worth it.
No introduction. Just play one.
All right. All right. Let's roll with it. Mystery box.
Real chestnuts are falling and my balls are calling in need of affection, but you're too appalling. So if you happen to know a hottie, please send her over to the ICP.
Oh, hey, I'm Shaggy Tuto. I'm Violent J. We're the ICP, and I think that's the wrong fucking song. So I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to do a little Christmas poem called "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Please. It was the night before Christmas, hello to the house. There wasn't a creature stirring, except for our favorite mouse, Flip the Rat, with friend in tow. His name was Fred, as if you don't know. Now Fred, he had many tricks and many gifts, but I'll tell you what he didn't have, a humongous dick. No, in fact, his dick was so small that poor Flip couldn't even see it at all. But we can see your nuts, because you're down with the clown, and for that, we say Merry Christmas! Thank you! We love you! Happy New Year!
Holy shit.
Absolutely worth $350.
This was the only one worth the money I think I've seen so far.
Worth seeing Violent J with, like, old man glasses on the top of his head, too.
He is old.
He's getting there. He's getting there. Yeah, $350, you can get the boys from ICP to, like... Roast you in rhymes.
You don't get just Violent J. You don't get just Shaggy 2 Dope. For $350, you get the Wicked Clowns pairing together, and that's worth it.
7-day turnaround time. 7 days. 1 week. Get whatever you want.
Yeah, we got to do that one. All right. We got to call this episode, too.
All right. Sounds good. We're gonna let you guys go back to trying to be metal. I'm going to go outside in trouble. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.
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 Time.
listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.